They're preparing for a large-scale service exercise, which is going to incorporate in excess of 10 fire engines and other associated vehicles, and it's going to take place in Letchworth later on today. And we're going to go through our exercising and testing of our, not only our firefighters, but our procedures to ensure that we're in the best position if we ever have to deal with this type of incident.
So take us through, what kind of a situation are you simulating? So you're trying to do a mock-up of what exactly?
This is an abandoned warehouse, and within the warehouse we have people sleeping within that risk, and therefore our firefighters are mobilised to a fire in the building, and then when they turn up they find out there's actually people reported in there, and then they've got to subsequently deal with those people in the appropriate manner.
So it's a training exercise. Obviously it's not real. You're trying to simulate realism as best you can. Why is it that you need to do these training things in the first place? What is it that firefighters are rehearsing exactly? Take us through the different things that you're sort of testing and making sure are all okay.
Well, it's very important that we test all aspects of our plan, our response plan for a start off, to make sure that we're responding in the correct manner and we're sending the correct amount of fire engines to that incident. And then when we turn up at the incident, we gather as much information as we can from the incident and then subsequently make instant decisions and on-the-spot decisions about whether or not the resources we've got is appropriate for what we're dealing with, or whether we have to actually ask for additional fire engines to come down or specialist equipment to deal with it. From a firefighting point of view, it's really important that we train not only our officers but our firefighters on the ground to make sure that they are well drilled in the procedures that they should be doing. The more practice they get in and around these buildings, the more realistic training they get, then hopefully, if they're ever being deployed on real incidents, then they can put these into practice straight away.
Because the incident that's being simulated is a relatively big incident, so it's the logistics, I'm guessing, as well. Getting your appliances all in the right place, in the right sort of timing. I mean, how much of a challenge is that? If this were to be a real incident, is that quite a difficult thing? Because I understand you're not just working with the fire service that day, you're working sort of multi-agency.
We're very used to, in Hertfordshire, working with multi-agency response. We have a good rapport with our multi-agency partners, and we try to, all opportunities, involve them in every exercise that we do. You're quite correct. Today's exercise, we've got the police involved, we've got North Harsh District Council involved, and we've got the ambulance service involved. Interoperability, the fact that we can all work together, is key to the success of any incident. And where we get the chance, it's appropriate that we test that and challenge it and try to get it right. So when it's used operationally, we know exactly what each other can do, and we can assist each other in the appropriate way.
I suppose the luxury you don't have is, if it were to be a real incident, you never know when you're going to receive the call, and you never know what the call's going to be about. This happens at 6:40 p.m. We're going into sort of the winter period, so it's colder around that time, it's dark around that time. You've got the elements against you. Does that make things a lot more difficult, and is that sort of incorporated in the training?
Well, it can do, but it's worth focusing with this type of incident that, yes, we have informed the crews that they are coming to an exercise, but we haven't told them at all what this exercise is. So other than them responding at normal road speeds, because obviously that's what they've got to do, then it's important that when they arrive at the exercise, they have no realisation of what they're turning up to, other than what they've been mobilised to. So it's quite important for us to keep that almost a secret from them, so therefore when they arrive they ask the appropriate questions and deal with the situation, as opposed to sort of pre-planning for it.
When we think of the fire service, we think of a group or an organisation. I think often people forget these are just a group of ordinary people. An extraordinary job, though, and you've been taking us through how when they go out, they might know what kind of an incident they're approaching, might not know everything about it. So these are people that can often go into danger willingly, not necessarily knowing what's on the other end. They're very brave people, and they have a lot of challenges ahead of their job throughout the duration of their career. Can you just talk me through how that's simulated in this particular incident, and just describe these people for us so we can appreciate them?
Yeah, within the profession, it does have its risks. However, the amount of training that we do initially for our firefighters and our officers, and the ongoing training that happens not only on station but further afield in their continuing development, puts them in a better position, so they're able to, when they turn out, make the correct decisions at the right time, and therefore not only making themselves safe but making the community safe that they're out there to serve.